Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis. It is Monday, December 12th, 2011.
Episode 7.42, the Week 14 Recap Show.
What a wacky Week 14. Cleared up so many things and made many other things very convoluted. Great finishes, Steven, all
Lots
over the league.
Lots of finishes. Teams come back from 12 points down in five games.
A 10-point comeback that was just as improbable.
Broncos.
And
Tebow time. You know what? That's the song. Closing time, we need to change it to Tebow time, and we need to come up with words. If you are out there and you know the song Closing Time, people, we need you to write some lyrics, and Jeff and I will sing it on next week's show.
I still think far easier is Peter Gabriel's Biko.
Okay.
Biko. Biko.
But Closing Biko. Time is a song people actually
this
know.
This is something that an entire stadium could start chanting, and it would be very kind of ominous.
I see.
I mean, because it's got a very ominous feel. It's for Stephen Biko, the great civil rights leader in South Africa.
I get it.
Now, for the first time in NFL history, the Houston Texans are in the playoffs. Like
Houston
you guaranteed.
Texans, Steven Miranda guarantee.
Okay.
And I got a tweet from Houston Texans fans last night. One of them says, "From
something,
who is
a
this?
Guy said
Doctor
a thing."
Healing. I love you. I love you and your guarantees. Warmest regards, a Houstonian.
A Houstonian. Not a Houstonian, like apparently Gary Kubiak said during his press conference.
He said Houstonian.
He said something. He kind of misspoke a little bit.
But lots of great things to talk about, Jeffrey. And even me being upset at myself. We'll get to all of that in a moment.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Yeah, I'm a little upset at myself.
That's news to me.
Well,
you've
you know what?
Very, proud of yourself.
We were at the NAP games, right? Last week.
At the NAP games?
At the NAP. Well, no, we were during recording of the last episode.
When we got
of this
to
podcast,
the NAP games?
When we got to the NAP games. And the first NAP game. What's the first NAP game?
Philadelphia, Miami.
And I was contemplating Philadelphia, and I was about to do it, and you were like, I'll make that the challenge game right now.
Mm.
And that's all it took for me to change my pick.
Wow.
And
you should have.
And had I just made it
the
challenge game, that's
had
what
you
pick. Had
gone with your pick, apparently.
And I would have gotten three of the four games we differed correct.
Yeah, instead you got two of the three right. But not the
but
right,
not the important
not the most
one.
Important one.
And I missed another game because I had no cojones.
And apparently Steven's magic number is one.
It's not my magic number. It's your magic number. One. Your
well,
magic number
your
is
Your magic
one.
Number to humiliation.
I see. That's not the way I see it.
Your tragic
magic,
number. My magic number,
number
is your tragic
is
number.
Is one. And that one means that I need to now be perfect for kind of like the Green Bay
All
Packers.
All the way to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And hope that I don't decide to play some card like, I'm just going to pick the same as you every week, every game this week so that we don't lose.
Yeah,
which
would
be completely
your,
weenie.
That
it's
is
my
your prerogative.
Right. It's my right.
I mean, if you want to do it that way.
But just like free speech, just because you can say it doesn't mean you should. Okay,
wow.
Friends? There's your little social lesson for the day.
There you go.
Free speech doesn't mean you can just be a boob. You could, but why? I'm going to play this one out, Steven. You know that.
Yeah, yeah. It's also my fault for, you know, telling you to make the Cowboys-Giants
you
game.
You were
the,
rather
the
relentless
game.
About
I,
that.
I, look. Cowboys had a 12-point lead with 4 minutes to go. Okay,
they were one of the five teams that made history yesterday,
there you go.
Blowing 12-point
right.
leads.
12-point lead with 4 minutes to go. You're feeling pretty good about your pick. You probably were not feeling pretty good about your pick.
Steven, believe it or not, when I saw the shot of Jerry Jones and Steve, is Steve
Stephen
his son?
Jones,
Stephen
yeah.
Jones' son, and they're hugging and everything. I'm like, guys, you've been here before, and bad things have happened. This game ain't over.
You're trying to tell me that you knew 12 points.
I didn't know.
12-point lead.
I suspect
4 minutes ago, Giants were going to come back to win.
I was very, very concerned. And the reason why you can't say that you had that you really knew is because it took some complete asinine football on the part of what's his name? Who made that just colossal screw up? Well, Julius Jones fumbled eventually at some point, but that was earlier in the game.
This is the total defense. Look, this I am placing this squarely on Rob Ryan.
Oh yeah.
And the defense.
Rob's never looked like more of a maniac than he did yesterday.
We'll get to all of that in
Can
a moment.
Can I ask the just politically incorrect question?
Okay, sure.
How big must that waist be?
I don't know.
I mean, that's got to be pushing 60-plus inches. That's a big gut. And it's not nice to say, but they showed it so many times in last night's game. Made me wonder. Injury report here. We're going to do some news. Speaking of the Cowboys, DeMarco Murray out probably the rest of the season with a sprained ankle and a broken ankle. Do we have any clarity? Is it the same ankle or is he sprained one?
We don't have clarity on that, but I believe it's both of them. Did you see the – I mean
– it could have been both ankles. Both. That's my concern.
I think one got fractured and the other one is a high ankle sprain. So.
Golly. Those ankles just kind of – he did a perfect fifth position for those ballet dancers out there. The fifth position means that your ankles are on a straight line with your toes pointed outward. And I challenge those of you to stop and try that right now. Stand up in your cubicle because we know you're listening at work. Steven, I didn't.
Up.
Okay, now, no, you're they literally go on a straight line and you can't fall down. And I can't catch you right now. So your other foot, which is at that kind of. Okay, no, you're still not there, Steven.
Well, that was pretty dang
close.
Okay,
that was very
close. For a big old fat man like me.
For a big old fat man whose ankles aren't broken.
Yeah, well, that's
if I
true.
Broke your ankles, it'd be far easier.
That's true.
And this is something that ballerinas are good at.
See, if that were on camera, that would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
Yes, but we don't have cameras going.
No, I can't.
How would you, I mean, because people, let's put it up to the vote for
the
people.
Should we leave it out to the people?
People, we're thinking about just having a live Ustream as we record this podcast.
As we do this podcast. Now, for those of you whose hearts are skipping a beat with, oh, that'd be so cool. I can waste even better time at work. Right now it's 10:40 on Monday morning.
It's
just so you know when we would generally get around to this on Mondays. 11:40 on Monday morning.
I'm like, I don't know what time you're
thinking. Dyslexia just sucks, Steven.
So
you got
to
realize
we would do it from 11:30 a.m.
to 12:30 on Mondays.
P.M. Mondays and Wednesdays.
And Wednesdays, is that usually the same time?
Yes.
It's usually the same time. Okay, so before our lunch here in the West Coast, that's when we tend to do it.
We could do it later, you know. You know, we could do it later.
We could. So, again,
but then there's Monday Night Football.
We need two things. We need what does this make you schwang at all? And then what'd you watch?
Schwing.
And then when would be the best time for us to do that?
I don't know if that's going to work.
And look, we're not going to please everybody. We know that.
The thing, though, about Ustream is that you do it live, and then it actually records it, and then people can come and watch the recording later.
So it's not no one can see it live.
No, yeah, everybody, anybody who wants to can see it live.
Well, that's what we're talking. That's the biggest deal in the world to me.
And the thing is, if it were live through Ustream, then people could actually make comments and we could respond to those comments on the show.
And the show would become, once again, 2 hours and 30 minutes.
No, it wouldn't. There's a limit.
How
on
you
the
make,
time.
I know, but how you, we've done such a
we're
job.
We're great. We've been doing great. We've been sticking to
ourselves in
68
minutes.
I don't think we've gone over 60. I don't think we've gone over 70.
No.
We have not.
We have. Steve, we've been really good.
We have been.
Honestly. I'm looking at the last few shows.
We're going
66, 66, 65, 67, 64, 65, 68.
So we haven't even flirted with 70.
Well, 68 and 36 seconds.
Yeah.
That's flirting, if you ask me.
Is that flirting with 70?
That's flirting.
All right.
But, yeah, no, we're doing fine, and I do want to see us pull it back to the hour mark. However, no, so that's something that we're flirting with, and, you know, obviously if we could blow up those live numbers, we could probably have some advertisers or something like that, which would actually help out the cause and things
like
that.
Speaking of, if there's any companies out there listening that would like to sponsor our trip to the Super Bowl
this
year. We're
looking for $500 million.
Well, not that much, but we do have a booth at Radio Row again. So,
and we're going to have a backdrop with where we could put,
signage.
Know, signage up, icons, graphics, yes. And
so there you go.
So
we'll start out there.
A picture
or if you
of
know,
your company's logo next to, I don't know, Adam Sandler, Marissa Miller, Dan Patrick,
Nastya Lukin.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going.
Pat Well, it's Kerwin. Probably this year, it's probably going to include Peyton Manning.
Yeah, well, he'll be there.
John
be
Mellencamp, Indianapolis, Indiana folks.
Do you think
folks,
John Mellencamp's going to be there?
I'm certain he's on the host committee, Stephen. Anybody who's significant in Indiana, if anyone knows who's on the host committee, let us know so we know who we can start to get
Call.
Reach out to. For the Indianapolis.
Because I would like John to sing, you know, his Little Houses song.
Pink Houses?
Yes, the Pink Houses.
There's one. A million. I'm a huge Mellencamp.
The Little Pink
fan.
Houses. And I would decorate my booth with Little Pink Houses if he came.
It'd probably bother him.
Would it?
That was a long time ago, Steven.
Oh, so he doesn't want to sing the old song?
He's got great new
songs. The Little Ditties by Jack and Diane?
I want you to dance naked.
Yeah, see, I've not heard that one.
Dude. And that was 15 years ago. He's got great new material.
All right,
he keeps kicking him out.
Go, DeMarco Murray. I'm sorry, I got
DeMarco
sidetracked.
Murray,
I don't
broken
really wanna,
ankles.
I don't want to know.
Green Bay Packers wide receiver Greg Jennings begs Steven's question of
Mike McCarthy. Is this going to scare you into sitting your players and having them healthy for the playoffs when it matters? 16-0 is nice, but that's not the goal. That's not the goal. The goal is Super Bowl champion.
Right.
And if you say perfect, you're 16-0. You are going to ask your team to be 25-0, Jeff. Because
going back to last season,
year, they
last
are
December.
19-0 right now.
Steven, they've gone.
The last time they lost, December 9th, to the New England Patriots.
I was just about to say, I wanted to congratulate them on their one-year anniversary of having lost. You haven't lost a game now in over a year.
That's correct.
That's insanity.
19-0. If they win the next three, that's 21-0. They got another two games in the playoffs, and then the Super Bowl. That's another three games.
But dude, they're at home for
that's
the playoffs.
That's 24-0.
I'll be home for playoffs.
24-0. That's what McCarthy.
The only game they could lose would be in the Super Bowl. And don't tell me that Green Bay lost with Brett Favre back 2-3 years ago. We know who was it? It wasn't the Saints. Who came in and beat them? It was the Jets. No, because they're in different conferences.
About? No, we're talking about the.
But the last team to beat Green Bay during the playoffs, warm weather-ish team that came in there and beat them. I believe it was the New Orleans Saints beat the Green Bay Packers the year that the Saints went on to win the Super Bowl.
Probably right.
That is correct. They won on the road in Green Bay, and everyone said it was impossible. Certainly for a dome team.
I think the Saints had home field advantage that year they went to the Super Bowl.
No.
They were 13-3.
No, because I've actually almost written
they were 13-3. They beat the Colts in the Super Bowl. They were 13-3
that
year.
Okay, you start talking about the rest of the notes here, and I'm going to go look it up and prove you wrong.
Okay, they were 13-3 the year they won the Super Bowl. I'll prove you wrong. Tennessee quarterback Matt Hasselbeck sustained a calf injury. He says he could have come back into the game, but he didn't. And here's the kind of a more serious one to report. Head coach Mike Smith of the Atlanta Falcons had some chest pains, and he had taken to the hospital there. And he actually did not make the trip back with the team to Atlanta. Yeah, he spent the night in the hospital, but all reports coming out of Falcons headquarters is that Mike Smith is okay. All the tests were negative, and he's doing well. So we wish him the best there.
I think what happened, Steven.
Yeah.
I think the Saints went into Minnesota and beat Green Bay.
No, Minnesota went into New Orleans.
I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to
Minnesota
do my part.
Minnesota went into New Orleans
I'm just
and
trying
lost.
To do my part.
All right. Well, don't do your part. Jeffrey, that's okay. We don't have to prove anyone right or wrong here.
I'd
Let's
like
just
to be proven
on.
Wrong. I'm so used to it. this day in history, by the way, since we are at 2001 Facebook
2001, we were at 2000 a minute
that
ago
was
when we did the 5-minute football
when
fix.
We did the 5-minute football fix, and life goes on, things march
We
got
to say congratulations to Lee Gardiner.
We can
for
say
becoming
that for becoming
number
2000. However, we're at 2001 now.
Okay.
And so this day in history. 2001? I don't care. I'm telling you about this day in history.
Sorry.
December 12th, 2001. Vienna is in Austria, so I can go back to that. Austrian born, 1913, Josef Pepe Beacon dies at the age of 88, and people go, so what? Unless you're a complete soccer head, you would not know that he is the all-time record holder for goals scored in professional football history, soccer. 1,468 goals. Yes, that's more than Pele, more than Vidovic.
Okay.
All these, when you think of great scoring footballers, yes, he scored more than them. Jared Mueller had 1,461, is like second to him. This guy was a scoring machine. And second only to, dude, I just blanked on my Arsenal buddy who's just kicking booty right now. And I wanted to congratulate, but yeah.
Jeffrey, to put a nice wrapper on that whole thing.
A bow?
2009, when the Saints won the Super Bowl, they had home field advantage throughout the playoffs. They beat Minnesota and Brett Favre in the NFC Championship game in New Orleans. Green Bay was in the playoffs that year. They were a wild card team. They went to Arizona and lost to the Cardinals 51-45 in overtime.
Somebody beat Green Bay and Brett Favre in Green Bay, and I just don't know when it was.
Oh, that was the Giants. That was when the Giants beat the Patriots.
2007.
Yes, that was when the Giants beat the Patriots.
So, again, it's not that Green Bay can't lose at Lambeau Field, is my point, in February or January
they
or whatever.
Can.
They can. It's just not very likely.
Not very likely.
And this team is a lot better than the 2007 team.
Yes.
So, that being said, Stephen, where does that leave us? That leaves us getting ready to do the games? We did this Facebook
Do we want to talk about any news?
You got Matt Hasselbeck. Like, he hurt his calf.
We were already there. We did that while you were
looking
researching. The NFL investigating the Cleveland Browns for how they handled the Colt McCoy concussion situation. Sending him back onto the field.
He didn't have a concussion, Stephen. He just couldn't remember anything after he got
hit.
Well,
you know, Pat Shurmur defended his decision of inserting Colt McCoy back in the game, saying that McCoy did not begin to exhibit concussion symptoms until after the game had ended. Okay, so that doesn't make it right, dude.
Pretty much.
Yeah, the Colt McCoy's father's already blasted the Browns, and as you said on The Fix, he should blast the team that allows players to get staph infections and stuff in its own facilities.
Steve Miranda, the number seven okay. This weekend in the NFL.
How many players have contracted a staph infection in the Cleveland Browns facility?
And I said scabies just because I thought it was funnier on The Fix this morning.
Yes.
But no, the number seven with regard to this weekend's games. And it's a point total. That is the point differential between El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana and the games of the week combined.
Wow.
Were these great games? Yeah.
They were
pretty
great
much
games.
And Steven and I sorted them out and told you which games are going to be great. And they were. They
so
were legendary.
Chicago Denver 3, Giants Denver 3, and then 1 point differential as the Houston Texans take the Cincinnati Bengals. And let's start it off with
El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana.
The Houston Texans have clinched the AFC South for the first time ever. Guarantee them their first playoff appearance in franchise history with a comeback from behind out of nowhere. 20-19 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, here's the situation that
Stephen,
I was
feeling great about this game.
So was I.
No, I mean about my pick.
Yeah, so was I. We had Cincinnati.
Oh, we both had Cincinnati in this one. There's no yellow in there. You're right.
No, so we have Cincinnati, and here's the way things were playing out in La Casa de Miranda. Houston
How
and Cincinnati.
Yesterday in Spanish?
Ayer.
Ayer. So yes. Just there? It's a,
no,
still a form
ayer.
Of... Ayer.
Ayer. Yeah.
But what's the word there? Over there. Allá.
Allá.
It's similar to over... Okay, it's just tonality-wise, it sounds. Okay.
So, Houston-Cincinnati on one screen. And Houston's driving for that final touchdown to take the lead. I got New Orleans, Tennessee, and the Saints trying to hold off the Tennessee Titans on another screen. I got Atlanta, Carolina, and Atlanta coming back to because Carolina had that game in the bag, and how it got away, I have no idea. And so, and the what was the other one? The other morning game.
I don't have the times around the games. So I'm sorry to drop.
Yeah, that's okay. Minnesota, Detroit. And I got Minnesota, Detroit, and I got Joe Webb driving the Vikings down inside the 10-yard line. And I got all four games. And they all got less than 2 minutes.
So how many people were over at your house, dude?
Me. I was just me by myself. I was over here by myself.
Really?
Yeah, the girls went out chopping.
Why didn't you call me?
I don't know. But I was here by myself. So check it out, Jeff. Listen.
I was at church, and then I was by myself.
So see, you were at church. You
this is the beginning.
Well, no, this
I
is the end.
First 20 minutes. I
could have
been
two
there.
2 minutes left in or less in all of these games.
Jeez.
And I don't know what to look at. My heart is going like a million miles a minute.
It was pretty
and
cool.
I really, I'm like, although my pick was Detroit,
yeah.
I really wanted the Vikings to go back and win that game.
Yeah.
I was feeling Joe Webb. I was feeling it. And then they do the face mask and they don't call
horrible.
It.
That was horrible.
And I'm yelling. And
now, I don't believe that the face mask penalty that was so egregious caused the fumble.
No, it doesn't matter, but you got to call it.
Thank you. I heard a lot of people say, that's why he fumbled. I'm like, no. He was
irrelevant.
Fumbling right before that, if you want to be technical. The fact of the matter is, when you go inside a guy's helmet and jerk his head around, it doesn't matter when he fumbles.
Yeah,
it is that penalty.
I have yet to hear any official come out and say,
that wasn't a face mask.
We was wrong.
We goofed.
Yeah. They should have said we goofed. But anyway, so there's that happening. And then just as that happens, Yates, boom! Touchdown! I'm like, oh my God! Cincinnati's gonna lose! Oh, God!
Cincinnati Bengals, boy, they know how to lose.
20-19, Houston comes out of nowhere. TJ Yates, they kept showing his parents, his mom couldn't
First
watch.
First of all, this gets back to the Bengals fans, you're wearing the shroud of shame. Bengals fans.
Again?
That there was that many open seats.
Yeah.
That they had their own reserve section.
Yeah.
The Yates family, there was nobody within peanut throwing distance of them because there's that many empty seats there.
I would have liked
Paul
to throw
Brown
some
Stadium.
Peanuts.
I would have thrown them at them. They're there watching their kid play. That was awesome. It was very weird. I mean, they were in the stands with everybody. They weren't in a suite. And there was nothing but empty space around them.
So the final total points, 39. The over in this game, 38.
Oh, dude, there was a lot of squeakers on Vegas gambling. Was feeling great about the game. The Texas defense again. Texans again on defense just looked so good when they had to be. And Yates, I believe they can go far, Steven. I really do.
Yeah, so
Yates
Houston
is coming along.
Is in Cincinnati right now on the outside looking in.
Oh, dude,
and
the
it
playoff
couldn't,
picture is just crazy.
It couldn't be happening to a nicer team. They're in danger now of not making the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. Cincinnati right now, where they stand in the playoff picture.
They're the eighth seed.
Exactly. They're the eighth seed.
And only the top six get in.
They win a tiebreak over Oakland. Based on best winning percentage
that's
in
it.
Conference games, and that's it.
Yes.
And by the way, Oakland's going nowhere.
And you know who has now caught them, and right now currently sits in the sixth seed.
In the sixth seed, yes, the Jets.
The
which
New
I called
York
that one.
Jets.
Trust me, hear me now, believe me now, and
yes.
Believe me later.
I'll
they will
point.
Handle the Giants this week. I'm not concerned about that at all. The Giants have not. These are the two most
they
emotional
don't play the
games.
This week. They play the Giants in 2 weeks.
Who they got? Oh,
they got
an easy
the Eagles.
One. They got the Eagles.
They got the Eagles this week.
Did I say that the Eagles
Which is
were
not
an easy out?
Not necessarily easy.
Did I say the Eagles were an easy
you
out?
You did.
Yeah, I did. They are compared to the Jets. The Jets are looking. They're doing what they do every year. They're peaking at the right time, and I couldn't be happier for
yes,
them.
Yes, they are peaking at the right time.
So
final score there in Juego Grande Estupendo de Semana 2019. Houston just – look, Jeff, they're just –
they're rolling.
That defense is going to keep them in a lot of games. And as long as TJ Yates can be manageable and not throw some of the picks that he threw early in the game. Because early in the game, there was danger of him sitting.
Very questionable.
People were looking at Jake Delhomme saying,
Delhomme home again.
Do we really want to go down that road?
Steven, unfortunately, I have to do this.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Who's on the hot seat? DeLome's on the hot seat?
Is James here yet?
No.
That put you.
I'm on the hot seat.
Myself on the hot seat.
All right.
A magical, different world, okay?
Yes.
Parallel universe. Jason Garrett takes over as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, retains Wade Phillips, and he's the defensive coordinator.
That couldn't happen.
I said it's an alternative universe.
Okay.
Where it could happen, and it did happen. Are the Cowboys in better shape or worse shape?
Yeah, the Cowboys are in much better shape.
Than they are with Rex. I mean, Rob Ryan in their defensive
see,
coordinator.
See, Wade Phillips as a defensive coordinator. I think that this is the problem that a lot of people have when it comes to head coaches. and coordinators, be it offensive or defensive, there are some
Perry Fuel
individuals that, as a coordinator, where you only have to deal with half the football team.
Less than half. Special
teams. Less than half, yeah. You are phenomenal.
Yep.
But as a head coach, you got to encompass all 53 guys in all facets of the game. You're just not that good. You're great when it comes to managing your little bubble.
And it's a big bubble when you're
a
coordinator.
It is a big
bubble.
Right.
It's a big bubble. It's a bubble as big as the one on my dog's butt.
But when you got, and that's a big,
it
big
is.
Bubble. But when you have to then incorporate the whole pizza pie,
yeah,
and not just, you know, the little section of
the whole
pizza
universe
pie,
and not just your planet.
It's different. I think Wade Phillips is one of those guys. He's shown, you know what? And to be quite honest, I think Norv Turner's one of those guys.
Oh, absolutely. He's a Norv's
great
amazing
offensive coordinator.
But as a head coach, Norv, you've never been the guy that we need you to be.
Sorry. I mean, that's all.
So, again, you take Norv Turner and Marty Schottenheimer. Wow, what a combination that would be. How powerful that would be.
Yeah.
But, dang, really?
So, I think Wade would have gotten.
I've been wondering.
Because, look, the first year with the Cowboys, and Wade was, although he was the head coach, he was managing the defense.
The defense, and they were looking terrific.
And the defense looked pretty good. It was last year when the defense kind of like, where he kind of gave way to the defense. And he was
the defensive coordinator.
Defense wasn't as sharp.
So it is what I thought it was, which is too bad for the Cowboys. And very, very happy for the Houston Texans. Now we go on to the games of the week here, bro. The New York Giants, those
You're
pesky Giants and the Dallas Cowboys.
Again. I mean, I've already talked about it like four times with you today. Do we have to go this again?
We do.
It's the challenge game you wanted. Congratulations. You've now got this unprecedented lead. I got to win them all or else you're going to win, and then you're going to make me jump out of an airplane or something crazy like
Only
that.
Only Johnny Unitas has as many fourth quarter comebacks or touchdowns in a single season as Eli Manning with his 14.
Yep.
Eli has three more games left to play. Johnny Unitas did it in a 12-game season, in all fairness, and this was week 14. However, but game 13. So it took Eli 13 games to do what Unitas did in 12, but it still goes to show what I've been saying for a long time, which is that Eli's having a freaking amazing year.
He is having a great
year. If it were not for all these other amazing, even more amazing quarterback situations going
Eli
on,
is
he'd be an MVP candidate.
Eli is over 4,000 yards passing, 4,105, I believe.
And that makes you elite, period.
This just in.
No, do you want breaking news or what?
No, this is just a happy day for me. Wife texted me that she got a bonus.
Nice.
So it's going to be a happy Christmas.
And I get Christmas presents. Nobody knows what to get me.
Speaking
but
of which, my wife, she walks in mad. She listened to the last show where we were talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
You tell my brother that we never freaking gave him Young Frankenstein. And the only DVD we ever gave him, we gave him Mystery Science Theater 3000, which he loved. And the girls, as kind of like a stocking stuffer, got him Rudy, which was a football movie.
Yeah,
those are the only DVDs we've ever given him.
Yeah, Rudy was the one I thought was lame.
Okay, well, that was from the girls. That was not
girls. Like your daughter two years ago said.
You get Christmas presents from the girls.
Yeah, but they don't pick it.
And then you get like a big.
They don't pick it.
I think Elena actually picked. We said pick a DVD.
Well, then I'm going to talk to her.
I'll
talk to her. You said I should talk to people about this stuff.
Yes, you should.
So I'll ball out your 10-year-old daughter.
No, don't ball her out.
I'm going to take her out behind the barn and, you know.
Just say, Elena, I'm not interested in DVDs.
Especially really cheesy football movies.
And then what she'll say is, but Daddy said you would like a sports movie.
Yeah. You know, some of the only DVDs I own, Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Field of Dreams. Those are Kevin Costner.
So there you go. Because you were saying Young Frankenstein was.
That's fair.
And I was trying to fight you like
I am sorry. That must have come from Adam. And he must have been there in person. So I had to actually do the full-on feigning that I was excited.
Oh yeah, okay. Because
I'm like, and that makes a lot more sense. That makes a lot more sense. Okay. Dee Dee's brother.
I'm glad that she came in and
Well, yeah, we kind of put corrective history.
Yes.
But Rudy did break my heart. I was like,
did it?
Wow, what am I supposed
to do? But
that was
kind of like a little.
I made the kids watch
like
it.
That's like a little.
I made
you
the
know,
kids watch
it's
it.
It's a little stocking stuffer that the girls get you. Our present was big.
No, your presents are great, Steven.
Yes, okay. I just wanted to go on record.
The whole point of this was how dumb it is to buy gifts for Jeff, how impossible that is. So that's only
no,
throwing me under the
was,
bus.
No, you were – it all started because you were throwing me on the bus because you say there are no secrets for me in Christmas because I put out a list to my wife and my kids. Say, this is
and
what
they usually
I want
give them to each other around this week.
No.
Because in some ancient Romanian holiday, they exchange presents.
They get wrapped and they get the presents, but they're presents that I have asked for, and so therefore I am happy. And I just questioned you and said, well, Jeffrey – isn't that a lot more sane than you just not telling anybody what you want, and then
know.
You get a bunch of stuff,
crap.
And you're like, exactly, and then you're not, and then you're kind of angry, like, what the hell is this?
I get Rudy.
Exactly.
The movie was not good. Okay, the movie's entertaining. It's
and
not
then,
good.
And as we've, you know, heard now from many pro players, that's just bogus. That
yeah,
never
and it's,
happened.
Again, based upon a true story.
Oh, gosh. Speaking of true stories... What was that one I told you about where, like, they all die? How does anybody even know what happened on that ship? Not Titanic.
I was thinking of the one up the pass up at Tahoe
no.
where they ate everybody. Everybody ate each other.
It was the Perfect Storm with
Perfect
Marky
Storm.
Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, I didn't watch
Mark
Perfect
Wahlberg.
Storm.
Okay, Mark Wahlberg, George Clooney, all those guys. It's like the story of this Boston fishing crew. They went out because they were going to get like
right,
the,
right,
the
right.
biggest.
I know the plot.
And then, yeah, and then there's the Perfect Storm. And yeah, everybody dies. And I'm like,
how do you know?
How do you know what happened on that ship then?
It's speculation.
Okay, that was because at some point, like a shark gets
well. What
onto
you don't know,
ship.
And they probably didn't put it in the movie, Stephen, was that there was a stenographer on board,
and he survived.
No, he was the last
his
one to
nose.
Die.
Okay, he was the last one to
and
die.
And I bet they left that out of the movie, didn't they?
They did leave that. Off
See,
the movie.
That's again that when you run out of time editing a movie, you should leave in the important stuff that there was a stenographer.
The stenographer.
See, that just because that otherwise it leads to the wrong impression from Stephen. George Clooney movie saw this weekend that may get nominated for Academy Award.
Which
he
one?
May. The Descendants. It's a
the
little. It's a little dark. A little depressing.
Yeah,
it's fun.
I saw the trailer and it
Didi
didn't.
And I went and saw it. Liked it.
Okay.
Two thumbs up, but not enthusiastically thumbs
not
up. Just two thumbs up.
Because the trailer that I just saw that I was like, wow. Is Margin Call with Kevin Spacey and Demi
I'll see
Moore.
Anything with Kevin Spacey.
And it's about the basically the Wall Street crash.
Oh.
And how these they knew it was coming, but they weren't telling anybody. And in fact, they were like selling
yeah.
their stocks, even though they knew the stocks were worthless. And this guy's trying to blow the
they
whistle.
And what's your name? The gardening lady.
The gardening lady.
Who went to prison.
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart. They and Martha Stewart were selling.
Yeah. It just looks intense, and there's
Kevin Spacey,
like all
I think
this
is the best
Oscar buzz surrounding
yeah.
this movie.
Yeah,
so.
All the great Oscar movies are coming out in the
why
next
do they
3 weeks.
Exactly. Why do they do that?
Can't you just pace it? We'll remember.
Trust me, I will.
I go for months and go, no, there's no good movies to see.
No.
And so
no.
That's why we went. The boy was at winter camp.
Although this
the
weekend,
girl
will you go
was,
see, I never asked you to go see a movie. Will you go see Mission Impossible with me?
Yes.
Ghost Protocol?
Yes, but I will not go to the midnight screenings. Steven, I like sleep.
I know, but they're so much fun. It's a different energy.
Yeah, it's the exhausted energy. It's the brain dead energy.
No, okay.
I'm actually
done with midnight showings.
Good.
Unless it is a Marvel Comics one. Because I go with Matt, and we have a blast when we go.
Well, will Matt come with us to see Ghost Protocol?
Yes, he will.
Jordan wants to go.
He will. It will be good.
Although, the kids
let's
have
get
finals.
Back to Giants Cowboys. Can we just say, look, here's I'm
eight
gonna, let,
lead changes, most in NFL
let
history.
Let me play it out for you real quick. This is going to be the fastest recap of any game ever. Ready? Give me a little sound or something.
You need this.
Giants come out, safety, Tony Romo, they're up 2-0, they get a field goal, 5-0, then all of a sudden the Cowboys come back, score a touchdown, 7-5, and then the Giants score again, they get the lead, then the Cowboys score again, they get the lead, it's halftime, boom, then the Giants come out, and they don't do anything, Cowboys they take a bigger lead, and the Cowboys then let the Giants get back in, and the Cowboys take a bigger lead by 12, then the Giants come in, they score, then the Giants come in, they score, then Tony Romo throws a pass, and gets them in field goal range, and they kick, it's good, oh wait, there's a timeout, and this kick is blocked, and there you go, that's the game, and the Giants win.
It's pretty accurate. You left right. out the
DeMarco Murray and the
pass
Felix
that
Jones
was
fumble.
Incomplete that everyone says the entire game was because because one incomplete pass.
I only hit the highlights of the game.
I know, but it was fun, and it was far funnier to actually. And everyone thought it was, thank God Jason Garrett didn't have a timeout when it was time to kick the ball. Everyone's thinking it.
I did see your tweet.
Everyone's thinking it. Thank God he doesn't have a timeout. It didn't occur to me that Coughlin did. They kicked the ball, and they're like, oh, wait, Coughlin. I'm like, oh, God, how ironic.
Yes.
Because I'm just literally writing, thank God that Garrett doesn't have a timeout. I'm writing that post right as Coughlin throws his little timeout out there.
Yeah.
And ices the kicker, and he misses the second one. It gets blocked, in all fairness. And, my God, the Pierre Paul was just – on another planet in this game.
Giants win 37-34. Both teams are now at 7-6. And
Jeremy, meeting Pierre Paul at the draft?
I do.
What a great kid.
This now basically, I think, solidifies what I said about the Cowboys season this year.
Yeah.
Is that still they are a very mediocre, not-so-hot-looking girl.
They're a talented team.
Masquerading in a hot girl's body. And that's what they are.
Okay, yeah. So they're an average-looking girl who's had a complete makeover and looks way better than she actually is. You see her the next morning without makeup, you're like, wow, really?
I think that's largely accurate, though,
Steven. Yeah. This team has so many things going for it. Yeah. Great personality.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Love them. And I'm going to love them. I'm going to ride with them until I die.
I felt badly they lost because I like this team.
Yeah, but the thing is that, one, someone needs to start holding Rob Ryan a little accountable.
Leadership.
Look, I think Jim Rome, and I never give Jim Rome any props, but Jim Rome, if you're listening, dog, that's some props for that tweet last night where he goes, Rob Ryan needs to stop worrying about if he's going to get a head coaching job and start worrying about the job he's got right now.
I never saw that. You should have forwarded that.
It was just, I mean.
It's true, though. He's strutting around there and giving interviews and stuff like he's auditioning to be a head coach. And guess what, Rob? You're not doing a good job in your current position as defensive coordinator. Yeah, you drop exotic blitz packages, but it costs you the game frequently.
Yeah,
you need to know when to be. You need to be unpredictable as a defensive coordinator.
And he needs to know that right now Mike Jenkins is your best cornerback, and the dude is running around with half an arm, literally. And to do the defensive blitz schemes that you're trying to run, you can't do it with Alan Ball and Frank Walker and Terrence Newman on the other side.
Names. Some of these guys you just mentioned I know, but some of these guys – again, I saw uniform backs, and I'm like, who's that?
Exactly.
And I honestly
you can't
don't know
have.
Are. But how about Thumper getting an interception?
Well, you know, he didn't
know,
have the big
the
ball.
Cast reduced.
A nicer cast.
So he's Sean so
Lee,
excited to actually
Sean
have
Lee,
fingers.
Yeah, I felt sorry for the kid because when he made that interception, I thought it was game over.
Yeah.
I thought that was game over.
Me too, and it couldn't happen to a nicer kid. But, again, it was all part of a loss. 34-37.
Hey, give up, you know. Hats off to Eli Manning and
the
New
Giants,
York Giants.
Man, they kept fighting
because they kept coming in.
And now we have both teams at 7-6. And what's going to happen the rest of the year? We have no idea.
I have no
idea.
I have no idea which
NFC East team is going to go in. And the fact is, I doubt that either one of these, unless somebody really gets hot over the next 3 weeks and turns a major.
I'm
corner,
talking about hot where like they blow out the next three teams that they.
Unless
play.
That happens, they're both dead in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
That brings us to the Chicago Bears.
Oh,
speaking of blowing
God.
Out in the playoffs, should they get there?
Versus
the Denver Broncos. No, the Denver Tebows and their great defense and Matt Prater. Okay?
Well, that's true.
Let's just call it what this is. Tim Tebow keeps you in – your defense keeps you in the game. Tebow puts you in position to win, and Matt Prater wins the game.
But there was even that – okay, so they're down 10-0. There's like 4 minutes and change because then it's Tebow time. And that's when everyone starts saying Tebow time. He marches them down the field, and then he got it done with the final 12 yards. He got it done with his arm. He threw a touchdown
pass. Well, but
pass.
That last pass, again, like I said in the five-minute football thing, no, we said this just this morning goofing around, Steven. So when you're playing man coverage
–
this was when we were playing around this morning. When you're playing man coverage, when do you come off your man?
Never.
No, there's one time that you come
okay,
off your man.
Okay, the instance the quarterback crosses the line of scrimmage, then
okay,
you can safely leave your man and go attack the ball.
Okay, so when you're covering a receiver.
Not until then.
But what
quarterback has to cross the line of scrimmage.
What about, like, let's say it's Tuesday.
No. Has the quarterback crossed the line of scrimmage?
No.
You'd never leave your man.
But, no, there are times that you leave your man.
Never.
But I mean, Stephen, obviously there's exceptions to every rule.
And that's when the quarterback crosses the line of scrimmage.
No, but, I mean, you know, aside from that, there's got to
be. No, there is
not. I mean,
not.
Let's say that somebody gets their arm chopped off.
Is it man defense?
Something. Yeah.
And you've been assigned a man?
Yeah.
Then you're in his jock until the whistle blows.
Well, if you're in his jock, you may get a PI call.
The quarterback crosses the line of scrimmage.
So basically, when the double coverage that was on this man all comes up to see if they could deal with Tim Tebow and leaves the wide receiver all alone.
It's what we call premature.
premature removal. premature.
Yeah, premature I'm not going to go there.
Thank
but
you
yes.
For going there.
Yes. That's. Premature. You can't start coming after the quarterback until you are 100% sure.
Yeah.
He has crossed the line.
And as a result, Tim Tebow looks at the corner of the end zone for what could have been a fade route, but you don't run a fade route when there's nobody pursuing you.
Yeah.
So you know what you do? You turn around and you wave your arm and say, hey, QB, I'm right here and there's nobody in my zip code. And he just does a little pass. And we've seen these screwed up a number of times, but most of the time they don't. And you throw a pass and the guy catches the pass.
What
and guess
I am
what?
Finding out, and I think the Bears had a pretty good idea of what they were going to do going in this football game. And
well,
how they
obviously had a good idea. It was 10-0.
And how they were going to stop Tim Tebow. But the thing is, you could talk the talk, and you could say, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. But when you get onto the field, you actually have to do X, Y, Z.
Oh, so if you have a plan,
you
have
can't just
the plan.
Say, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. You have to do XYZ.
No.
And for 55 minutes,
they did it.
The Bears did XYZ, but inexplicably, for some reason unknown to me, the minute the clock changes less, 5 minutes or less left on the clock, we're not going to do XYZ anymore. They stopped doing it. And
Tebow
was like,
perfectly.
I will expose that.
He ran it perfectly.
And
they ran
then,
plays to the middle of the field.
For a man. And this is, I'm talking to Marion Barber, who as a Cowboy and all
Barber,
your previous
wait, teams,
for a man who never,
Steven,
ever.
Do you have Boob of the Day?
In every
Day.
Single game that I have ever seen this man play football,
yeah,
never runs out of bounds. His whole purpose is, I'm going to put my shoulder down, and I'm going to run you over.
And part of his thing also is with staying in bounds is because he knows that gives his, as far as his psychology, that gives my offense the best chance because we can work the clock and keep their offense off the
and
field.
And he's always done
That's
that.
That's his mentality, always, what, no matter
there
what.
There were plays as a Dallas Cowboy when we needed him to run out of bounds, and you know what he did?
He stayed in bounds.
He stayed in bounds.
I remember.
And the one time that you need him to put his shoulder down and run over somebody and stay in bounds, you need him to do that.
He goes out of bounds.
He runs out of bounds.
The game ends.
Inexplicable.
Almost miraculous.
Almost miraculous.
Almost miraculous.
And then it's overtime. Because Matt Prater, because Tebow gets the team, field goal range, hits a 59-yarder. Oh, my God, Jeffrey, a 59-freaking-yarder to send the game into overtime, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're in overtime. You win the toss. Caleb Haney all of a sudden starts blasting. Boom, completion. Boom, completion. Boom, completion. And then Marion Barber seems to have redeemed himself. He has this great completion where he dives to get this ball, and he catches it, and he rolls, and he rolls, boom. And he gets a first down, and he stays in bounds, and everything is looking good. And it's like, oh, good for Marion Barber. He's redeemed himself. And then you hand him the ball. He goes up the middle. He's getting ready to break it. And he fumbles.
Boob of the Day.
You,
that,
on two different opportunities, cost your team the game. I suggested on Facebook and Twitter that he might want to find a different flight home.
I did.
And
find
my
that
hat's him. Off to the guy that used to stand next to Jay Cutler at the parties that I would visit, Caleb Haney, who was man enough to be the only one to go over and sit with him.
But I don't know if you saw me retweet this from Pauly from
Dan. Oh, I absolutely did. Pauly was on point last night.
How bad a day are you having when you're being consoled by Caleb?
Yeah, no, but Caleb's a nice guy.
Oh, God.
And that's how nice a guy Caleb is, that he comes over to sit with you when nobody else will sit with you.
Final score, 13-10 in overtime. The third overtime victory by Tim Tebow and the Denver Broncos in the last 6 weeks, Jeffrey.
I think like 5 weeks.
Beat the Dolphins in overtime when we were in London. Beat San Diego in overtime just a couple weeks ago. And now Chicago in overtime again.
New nickname for Matt Prater. Matt Wing and a Prater.
Okay.
Because it's a wing and a prayer that he's flying on 49-yarders consistently.
59-yarder.
He
made a 59-yarder for the
no,
tie.
No, he makes a 59-yarder, even in Mile High. I know. He warms up doing a 70. And that's when he's done with his warm-up.
Yes.
And his 70, did you see it hit the net?
No.
Yeah, his warm-up from pregame?
From 70.
70, hit the net.
So he makes a 59-yarder, and then he makes a 51 in overtime for the win. They were both over 50. The fact that they were both over 50, and he nailed them.
Last place to first place, Denver Broncos. And the Bears, you're pretty much done. I'm sorry. You're pretty much done.
They are done.
Oh, my goodness. The second wild card is going to go to the Atlanta Falcons. And probably the Detroit Lions. It's crazy? The Seattle Seahawks, if they win tonight, they legitimately have
right
a shot at the wild card spot. Which is, that's how bad the rest of the NFC is.
Well, and the Cardinals are right back in the race as well.
Oh, God, the Cardinals. Oh, God.
Because the Cardinals and Seattle can both finish at 9-7 and conceivably with a couple of losses here and there, they're right back in it.
Okay.
But, Jeffrey, I do believe, it's going to be Atlanta. I'm not so sure about Detroit.
I'm not either.
I'm not so sure about Detroit. I think.
But it ain't going to be the loser of the East, correct? The NFC East. It's not going to be the loser of the NFC East. Very unlikely.
It is very unlikely, but it
because
also
they have to play each other.
It also depends what the Giants, what the Lions do. Their schedule isn't soft coming up here. The Lions have the Packers, the Chargers,
lose.
And the Raiders
lose, win. I'm just saying what I think.
The Raiders think. In Oakland,
okay, that's
different team than the Raiders on the
much,
road.
Very much so.
So
they could lose all three.
They could.
And they have 9 wins right now.
They have 8.
8 wins.
And if they lose all three, they're 8-8. They're not going to get in.
Lordy.
So they're playing. They got to play to fight.
The Bears have 7 wins.
7 wins. Cowboys have 7 wins.
Tell me, give me the Bears' remaining schedule, if you could, please.
The Bears, my friend.
Remaining schedule, because
they have to play.
Well, first, they're not going to win a game with Haney.
They're not. But they have to play the Seahawks.
That should be a win,
but
it's not.
They go to Green Bay, and then they go to Minnesota. Minnesota's playing good ball,
even with
Christian Ponder. They're playing good ball.
I know.
Minnesota should have beat the Lions. Yesterday.
Oh, I know. Oh,
they
wow.
They should have beat the Lions.
The NFC is bad. They shouldn't be allowed to have.
They had no business beating the Lions. They were 21-0 down, Minnesota, and they came clawing back.
I want and I'm going to demand an extra wild card spot come from the AFC. I want the Bengals in because
the Bengals are 7-6 just like everybody else in
the
NFC.
The Bengals, though, are so much better than the Bears, so much better than the Seahawks. So, I mean, you think about the team that they could be. It's just not nice. And people say, every year there's a good team that doesn't get in. What do you got to take care of your business. Yeah, you got to take care of your business. Okay, must-see games here. Here we go.
What I don't find cool is that if the season were to end today and the records the way they are,
yum.
The Pittsburgh Steelers as a wild card team with a much better record than Denver would have to go to Denver to play the Broncos.
That's just wrong. And I don't know what happens given Roethlisberger's physical status.
Foot.
Who knows? Because, look, I think Tim Tebow's team could beat Charlie Batch? Yeah, I do.
With all the craziness in the AFC, there are 4 teams in the AFC with 10-3 records. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Houston, Patriots. Of those 4 teams, only Houston has clinched their division. The Patriots still got to do some work.
Do you see why the two best teams in football are the Saints and the Packers?
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
And the 49ers, Steven, wake up.
Hey, man.
I gave you silver.
I've been loving you, God.
I gave you silver.
It's gone now. You don't even get the silver now.
Someone said they don't even deserve bronze.
Well, they deserve
bronze. I believe so, too. But
well, they probably still deserve silver. If you're gonna...
I'm not, Steven. I really, these consecutive losses have been extremely painful to watch.
They haven't been consecutive losses. They lost on Thanksgiving.
That's right. Lost
then
Thanksgiving.
Then they destroyed the Rams.
Okay.
And then they lost to an Arizona Cardinal team.
That's up and coming.
In Arizona.
Right. That just beat the Cowboys.
That is on a 5-game win streak.
5-game. Arizona, decide who you are.
So,
pretend, as everyone keeps saying, that they wish that Tim Tebow would pretend for three quarters that it was a fourth quarter. Arizona, pretend that it's December the rest of the
and
year.
And you got to remember, the Niners, much like the Cowboys did, they had a big lead in that game as well.
Yeah.
They were winning 19-7, I think.
Okay.
So.
We're in must-see TV, and we're running no huddle right now, Steven.
Already with the
no huddle? Got 10 minutes left, 8 minutes,
New Orleans and Tennessee, the Titans. Man, this is a game they
I was feeling great
needed.
About this game, Steven. I was feeling great about it.
I was feeling nervous. When
you
should
have been.
It was 6-3.
Unbelievable finish. CJ, 2K became CJY again.
And then I think that the refs jobbed your boyfriend.
Oh,
were you a little upset with that?
Dude.
Tell me. Because you must have been like hurting
really?
That your boyfriend scored a touchdown and they took it away from him.
Because
that was a touchdown.
A cleat. Not a pair of cleats. A nub on a cleat that they claim was on white that I didn't see.
I didn't see it either.
But they claim if you NBC'd it to this 20th power,
I don't see
a
it.
Spike of a cleat was next to a white blade of grass. And Jimmy Graham gets jobbed out of becoming the best tight end for a single season in the history of the NFL. And at that moment, Drew Brees continues his run with his 40th consecutive touchdown in games, chasing, again, Johnny Unitas for 47 games. And it wasn't being clear at all that Drew Brees would get another shot at the end zone.
That's true.
And this game is playing out exactly as I said it was going to play out. And freaking
once again, hey, Jeffrey, I've been saying it all along. New Orleans at home, 40 points per game. New Orleans on the road, 24.
Steven, whom did I pick?
Tennessee.
Okay, so I picked the right team, but they lost.
Oh, because they didn't. I told you they needed to score more than 24, and I didn't see how they'd get more than 24.
And they didn't. They scored 17. And then I'm befuddled because of this, Steven. How it is that Matt Hasselbeck leaves a game, obviously cramping in his calf muscle.
Yes.
So he has to leave the game. They're trying to rub it out on the sidelines.
Rub it out.
And they're rubbing it out just fine. That's
put
groovy and everything. Rub some dirt on it, as Peyton would say. And he doesn't come back in the game. They leave Jake Locker out there.
Jake Locker looked pretty
and
good.
And Jake Locker did look pretty good. And apparently Hasselbeck believed that anytime you're a starting quarterback and you believe somebody else should be out there, you shouldn't be playing the game.
Be a quarterback.
If you are a starting quarterback, this is the same applies to starting pitchers in the NFL, strikers in soccer. If you think there's somebody better than you to be out there on the field, you need to hang them up.
Starting pitchers in
Major League Baseball.
Started pitchers in the NFL.
I've never seen a pitcher fed up. I do not understand Matt Hasselbeck. You were
he
truly
hurt,
at the end
though.
Of your career.
He was hurt.
Yeah. Quarterbacks don't take themselves out of games, Jay Cutler. Okay?
Wow.
Quarterbacks don't take themselves out of games.
You'll put Hasselbeck in the Jay Cutler?
He came in and played, didn't he? Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He came back in and he played, and then he came out again once Locker got his stuff together. And he says, I could have gone back in the game. Which means you don't have your quarterback there in Tennessee. And I thought you had a quarterback in Matt Hasselbeck. But you don't. You got a poser quarterback.
Yeah, the Titans.
And now you got your new quarterback in Jake Locker. Good luck with that because I think you'll be fine. I'm frustrated.
The Titans, I don't know. They got the Colts. They got the Jags.
Win,
they got the
win,
Texans.
Win, lose. Well, that puts them at 9-6. That puts them in the playoffs.
The Texans might be done.
Dude, they need T.J. Yates to get as much work as he can with this offense. That's all there's to it. Yes, they're terrified, but they have to go all in, Steven. They have to say, if we sustain another injury, we're done. But you know what? We've never been here before anyway. So, you know what? This is a major accomplishment. This is a major award. It could be a bowling alley. No, obviously they don't ship the whole bowling alley. They ship the deed.
They don't ship the whole bowling alley.
They ship the deed. But, yeah.
I just want to see how the Ravens and Steelers are going to play out in the AFC North because –
Well, Stephen, Monday Ravens Night Football a week from now, we'll be driving up to San Francisco a week from now to see the Ravens.
To see
the Steelers at the 49ers.
Okay, so the Steelers have the 49ers Monday Night Football.
Oh, God. And we don't even know if Ben's going to be able to walk.
But then they end against the Browns and against the Rams.
Yes, Charlie Batch can win those games.
So it is a possibility that the Steelers end at 13-3. The Ravens come this week to San Diego.
Want to be the that's Sunday conference. Night football. Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football this next weekend. Stay up all for our 40-some percent
so
in the UK.
We drive down to San Diego.
We drive down to San Diego, and we listen to the afternoon games on the Sirius XM does their own red zone channel kind of thing. And we then we make Sunday Night Football in San Diego, and then we drive all
from
night,
Diego,
all night up
all
to San Francisco.
You're a boob.
Yeah. But these are the best. These are the games of the week.
And then they end against the Browns and at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
If the Ravens slip up and lose one of those three,
mm-hmm.
they will be the wild card.
Do the Ravens look human from time to time?
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do.
I think the North could very easily belong to the Steelers.
Certainly. Stephen, it's going to completely come down to the health of Ben Roethlisberger.
Now, here is an interesting
which
stat.
Which we haven't talked about Roethlisberger's injury because we haven't done our podcast
since
his injury.
Thursday, yeah.
Right. So Ben Roethlisberger, for those who have been living in a cave.
And didn't watch Thursday Night Football.
Which is, there's plenty of reasons to not watch Thursday Night Football last week, but.
It was a 14-3.
You missed an amazing game because Roethlisberger got hurt and it was really weird.
And then he goes out. He looks like he's done. It looks like his leg is broken.
The only person who's ever looked worse in a return to action was Phillip Rivers playing flamingo football on one leg.
On one leg.
He was literally hopping
and
on one leg.
Roethlisberger was almost on one leg.
But how well did he play?
Well,
reasonably well.
Made some.
And again, this comes back to the Jay Cutler comment, which I that was my favorite Facebook post of all time. I said right after he got hurt in return, I actually called that he was coming back onto the field.
I
called he was coming back on the field. I'm the only one. Everyone's saying, there's nobody that was expecting him to return. I just keep putting my hand in my house with my wife, me and my wife. I did. My wife's like, he did. She's so much fun because there's nobody else around, just she and I. And every time, nobody could foresee Ben Roethlisberger returning. I put my hand up and my wife would go, he did. He did. I said when he went down with a broken leg. If he had a leg chopped off, he is the Black Knight. He's like, I'll come back and I'll bite your kneecaps off, okay? Run away, you little girl. Run away from me. And he came back and did well. And I said, here's the Facebook post. Ben Roethlisberger returns. Jay Cutler would already be at the hospital and in surgery. And that's not making fun of Jay Cutler as much as it's saying this is what stud quarterback play looks like, okay? Is it smart? Is it what people are like, oh, what would you say if they had lost the game? I'd say he's a stud quarterback, okay? It doesn't matter. What Brett Favre did the end of his career was studly. These are the Iron Men, the true Iron Men. Romo playing with a broken rib and a punctured lung. That's studly. I don't care if you win or lose. That's studly. Did you possibly hurt your team by not letting the backup out there? Certainly. But we're saying it's Studley, and it's the head coach's job to get you out of the game. It's not your job to get yourself out of the game. Do you agree with me or disagree with me? That was a big rant that I went on.
I do. I agree.
I need to know where I stand with you, or I'll beat on you.
Let's go for it right now. Yeah, you know I'm on board. You know I thought that was the most tough thing I've seen a quarterback do and since probably Romo's ribs.
Since week two?
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty amazing what he did. But anyways, if the Houston Texans, the Baltimore Ravens, and the New England Patriots all finish the season at 13-3, which is quite possible where they are at.
Yeah.
Here is the seeding, and it blows for Houston. The Ravens would be the number one seed, New England would get number two, and the Texans would be three, based on tiebreakers. And to be 13-3 and you don't get a bye that first week,
mm-hmm.
blows.
That's pretty lame.
I mean, that. So
that's me losing the fantasy football league where I'm like 9-4. And I'm like, come on, seriously? Because I got somebody who's 11-2 and somebody else that's 10-3. That's not very nice.
Oh, that is not very nice.
It's not.
I just thought for Houston Texans fans, I've guaranteed you got the playoffs. You're in there. I guaranteed it. I am not sure I can guarantee much more than that.
Unbelievable finish in this game. And again, Chris Johnson, why? That's all I got to say. Why?
Two.
No. Why?
Well, it was going to be tough sledding. Tough.
Yeah, it had back-to-back 100-yard games. I was tired.
150-plus yard games.
Yeah, I was very tired. Atlanta at Carolina. I was feeling great about this game, Steven.
You were until the
I was
Atlanta.
Feeling great about this game.
Why didn't you make it the challenge game?
Because at the time, I believe my best chance of winning the challenge game was the Cowboys against the Giants. Okay. And as it so happened, I was right. But, Steven, I was feeling great. If you haven't noticed a trend here, I was feeling great about every loss so far.
Because you had leads.
But I was feeling great about it, not just because I had leads, but because the games were playing out like I thought they would.
Ah, I see.
And the only game that didn't play out like I thought it was the one I won.
Yeah.
And I hate – that's the thing about being a pundit is – oh, my God, look at the time. Okay, forget that. We're in hurry-up mode, and now we're inside the two-minute warning, and we got no timeouts.
31-23, Atlanta gets the win, keeps their playoff hopes alive. Carolina.
So close, guys. So close.
You know what? I'm just going to say it real quickly.
Cam Newton, rookie of the
next year. Oh, absolutely. But next year, that team's going to be – they're going to get a running back.
Dude,
and they're going to get some defensive pieces. They're going to be –
draft some guys, and you guys are going to be amazing.
Team to be reckoned with. Buffalo at San Diego, 37-10, blowout. The Chargers say, we can still get a shot. If we win out, they are probably, Jeffrey, the one team – that I'm going to give. If we win out,
yeah,
you have a shot.
They could find themselves waking up one day in Indianapolis and going, how did I get here?
Yeah, exactly.
In the days gone by, water flowing underground.
Okay. The Green Bay Packers host the Oakland Raiders.
Why? Because they had to.
46-16 blowout.
Steven, this game was 46-0, I think, in the fourth quarter. It was ridiculous.
It was pretty bad.
43-0. It was awful. Total domination. Jennings' injury is going to be devastating to the team, but they will overcome because they always do. Palmer, 13 picks now in six
just
games.
Just real quickly, I got to say something. I'm not sure so quickly about that, about the overcome. They're just going to
– they have so much talent.
Next man, they have man so much up talent. For Greg
it's
Jennings.
Not next man what up. It's Greg more Jennings touches.
Does, what Greg Jennings does to how the defense plays
correct.
The Green Bay Packers –
he's the big vertical threat.
Is different.
It is. And Donald Driver's too old to be the big vertical threat. And Jordy Nelson is going to have to step it up a little bit. And you know what? They can do it, Steven.
All right.
They can do it, Stevie.
All right.
Palmer, 13 picks in his six games. Carson Palmer, eighth time a team has started 13-0 for the Green Bay Packers. Hats off to them. Terrific.
13-0.
Games of importance.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh, we touched on that. 14-3 victory for the Steelers.
Thursday night, both
quarterbacks there with some injuries. The big one, Colt McCoy, coming back in with a concussion.
Doesn't remember any of it.
Browns now in trouble. The Minnesota Vikings at Detroit Lions, 34-28.
They nearly won.
Big, and it took a basically Lions face mask of Joe Webb to give them the win.
Cheaters.
You know what?
Cheaters.
I'm not so upset with the Lions. I'm upset with the refs.
Yeah.
For missing the call on a quarterback.
We saw
when we've
real time.
Seen quarterbacks get called for roughing the players get called for roughing the passing when they barely
put their hand on the
head of the quarterback. This was an actual yanking of the face mask.
We all called it in real time because we saw his head spin around.
Exactly.
We all called it in real time. Then they go back and show us replays from I don't know where the referee would be standing.
Right.
What on earth are you seeing when his head spins around?
Yeah.
He's not in the Exorcist sequel, friends. Okay.
We don't know what that other play would have been, but
we don't know.
They should have had one more play.
Kansas City and New York Jets.
Firing of Todd Haley because they got 37-10 shellacked.
Congratulations,
as
Todd.
Someone
good luck.
On Twitter said, come on, 4 yards of offense? I could throw more than 4 yards with freaking the weapons they have. Bo Preston Baldwin, come on.
All they needed is a T to go with that, Bo. The Jets are going to be there come January 8th, I promised, and I am still holding to that.
I'm there.
Where they
like
go,
the Jets.
I don't know.
I like the Jets. I like the Jets. Go. I like the Jets. I've got the Jets in the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that much. I got the Jets in the Super Bowl.
You're high.
That was my preseason prediction. It was my preseason prediction.
You got to stand by it.
I'm standing by it, man.
As long as you – people don't understand this. As long as you can stand by your preseason prediction,
yes.
You do.
Yes.
And I had the Green Bay Packers going perfect or something like that.
Yeah.
And so why would I change?
Exactly.
And I had the Indianapolis Colts not winning.
And if my –
if it's still in the realm of possibility, roll with it, baby.
Cowboys-Jets Super Bowl. That's what I got.
Roll with it.
That was my preseason prediction. It's
it wasn't
on,
Cowboys-Chargers?
It's on, no, it's Cowboys-Jets. It's on thin –
oh,
it's on
the
thin
ice is cracking, mind
it's
you.
Waffer fin.
And sharks, mind you, which we know like warm weather,
underneath,
are circling under
underneath.
The ice.
Yes.
There's new cold-blooded sharks.
But you know what? I'm sticking with it.
All
right.
That's right.
New England at Washington. This game was a lot better
than
we thought.
I keep saying Washington's not crap, and nobody believes me.
Okay, then if they're not crap, can they please beat the Giants next week?
They could. They could,
but
Steven.
Will they?
No.
Will but you take the Redskins?
Might.
All right.
Where is it? Is it in the Meadowlands or is it in D.C.?
I don't know. I
okay. San Francisco at Arizona. How about Larry Fitzgerald over 1,000 receiving yards on this crappy team? I am literally, Steve, what am I doing?
You're tipping your head off.
Literally, and it actually hurts with the headphones on.
You
tipping
are
my cap.
Tipping your cap.
Just never wear headphones over a cap and then tip the cap.
Yeah, that's not good.
St. Louis at Seattle. San Francisco gets hung with their third loss. Steven, convince me why this is not panic time for San Francisco.
It's
given
not,
that their offense looks like crap
it's not
right
panic
now.
Panic. Not that it's crap. They're moving the ball. It's once they get inside the red zone.
Gee, isn't that what the 49ers always used to be like?
Hey, come on now. Huh. Give the Chiefs some credit. Huh. They're going to be all right.
They're 10-3.
The problem is they're now in danger of falling out of that number two spot.
They sure are, and they're going to need that. Okay, St. Louis at Seattle. Seattle, that's tonight, Monday Night Football.
Yes,
another should be a nap game. Okay, Philadelphia, Miami. We missed.
I will never, ever let you say it. I will go ahead and make that attendance game right now. I will never let that affect my picks
okay,
ever again.
Okay, affect your picks. Indianapolis and Baltimore. Big old the Colts just suck. Tampa Bay at Jacksonville.
You know what? I don't want to be the Colts. I don't want 0-16 to be.
It's it. It is what it is, Steven.
It's
Peyton Manning MVP. What are you gonna say?
All right, Tampa Bay at Jacksonville. Why on earth would
why
we
did we take Tampa Bay?
Think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would win something.
This is the only game that I'm
you know
angry
why?
At myself.
You know why? Because we saw Jacksonville on Monday Night Football against the Chargers, and they were awful.
You know what I told myself? Short week. Short week.
Short week, and they
week.
Were awful. But
short
who?
Week.
MJD.
41 freaking points?
Two touchdowns receiving, two touchdowns rushing. The dude was an absolute stud. He single-handedly won me fantasy football.
And lost you fantasy football.
And lost me.
The problem with having 25 teams, friends, inevitably,
20,
every play will
20.
Help you
don't exaggerate.
And hurt you.
Anyways, we're flirting with 70 minutes, baby. So we got to get out of here. But, Jeffrey, I'm going to do it. I'm refocused. I'm going to win 7 in a row. I want to do it. I'm Steven Miranda. That voice you hear is Jeff Ellis. I'm out. Oh.
What? People love them the what, Steven?